It's Tuesday, the 27th of May, and it's grey and overcast yet again. It's calmish. It's not cold, but it's also not very summery. And someone's burning rubbish somewhere. Not that nice smell of burning grass or barbecue, but burning all sorts on the wind pile. No, pyre. Stinks. Stop it, it's rotten. The weather yesterday morning, not nice. Heavy, heavy rainfall through the day, drying off by afternoon, by late afternoon and early evening, turning into an absolutely stunningly gorgeous night or evening. And I even took a walk out the drive to the road last night at 20 past 10. It was still beautiful and calm, and it was still pretty much daylight at that time. Incredible. This weather has definitely changed its course. Far too many instances now of it turning into good weather by late afternoon, early evening, and being rotten from early morning. I'll have to start turning the clocks one way or t'other by several hours, start getting up at 3 or 4 in the afternoon. Oh my god. Tired this morning, though I did have a great sleep. But having said that, I'm still feeling pretty good within myself. My wife went into the shower this morning, and just before she closed the door to the ensuite. The ensuite. I don't know what the Scottish term for that would be. Anyway, just before she closed the door, she whistled something, and I could hear the door close, and then I could hear the muffled whistling as she put the shower on. And I immediately thought to myself, I'm still not whistling. So I tried a wee bit. I thought, hey, this is good. Bit flat, not really in tune. But to start, I whistled all of 10 seconds. Stopped for something. Immediately forgot about whistling. Even humming would do. Strange thing was, I was in a shop yesterday, a florist shop, and I was just repairing a wee thing for them. I know them well. And a friend of ours, an older friend of ours, came in. He knows him well too, so he came in for a wee blether. And while they were blethering, I was humming. Well, kind of perumphering. That's not a word, I just made that up. But it was Mozart's horn concerto was buzzing in my head. And it's that kind of tune that, if it does get in your head, it tends to linger. And so there I was, perumphering this tune. And I could hear them remark, well, someone's happy this morning. And I thought, you know, actually I am. I'm happy. And I thought, why am I doing this just now? I'm working for someone, albeit just a simple wee job. Why am I happy now? And I'm not peremptorying throughout my day. What does it take? What was the magic ingredients of that particular, or those, that particular time, that, those particular minutes? I tried to get it in my head, what was the cause, what was making me feel happy enough to I couldn't put my finger on it. And even in these morning thoughts, I know within myself I do normally sound quite mellow and not down, but slow and but it's only because I'm trying to slow myself down and try to clear the mind and try to be calm. I'm actually a very jolly person, especially in company. Maybe that's part of the problem. Maybe I've become too isolated from meeting and greeting and blithering. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe I've just become a wee bit too isolated in myself. Self-diagnosis. Dangerous game. It's good to see so many fledgling starlings about, really is. I can't remember the last time we heard and saw so many of them about. Maybe they're on the increase again. Maybe. That would be great. The comics of the garden.